Hello.
Hi, how are you? And thanks for calling Customer Care. How may I help you?
I'm calling about a charge to my account this morning, yesterday.
What's your zip code?
76131.
One moment. And that's 76131?
Yes.
First and last name?
Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, P-C-O-R, P-E-C-O-R.
Your email is jimmy_p-c-o-r@att.net?
Yes, ma'am.
Verify your address, please.
5741 Ozark Drive, Fort Worth, Texas, 76131.
Can you please hold while I pull that account for you? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had fell asleep on me.
No.
That account is loading. Please continue to hold.
Okay.
Okay, I see where you completed the survey that
yes.
was done on November 30th for the KitchenAid set, and you paid $574 at that time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm not sure if you reviewed the terms and conditions, Mr. Jimmy, but with that company, you're also enrolling into a monthly membership, which is $67.32 billed monthly for as long as you wish to have your account active.
Oh, no, I don't want that at all.
You don't want the membership?
No.
Okay, I can go ahead and get that canceled out with the company. Bear with me one moment.
They don't tell you that when you're doing this.
Did you read over the terms?
I thought I did, but I didn't read that. Sorry.
I'm going to give you a cancellation number for your record and just to confirm that I'm canceling the account for you. And
okay.
There will be no further activity. That number is C as in cancel, 263-070-591.
Okay. Are they going to reimburse me or I'll lose that payment?
No, they're unable to issue a refund with the company, but as a call center, I can apply a 35% courtesy refund for you.
Okay.
And that'll be credited back to your card within 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. So
you're welcome,
it.
Sir. No problem.
Right.
Thanks for calling Customer Care.
Right.
Have a great day.
All right,
bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.